even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com and on all social networks at ladyze. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at Lady Z. So this week I labored over what I wanted to do for this week, and I did interview Dr. Dana Brown last weekend, but I wanted to take some more time to cogitate on that interview and edit that interview before I released it. But this episode of the Jazz and Tech Lounge is about a solution. I know that there's been a lot of things going on with the protests of George Floyd, and I think, Bashani Radio app, the network that you're listening to me on that distributes this podcast, had a very insightful roundtable discussion with on the
the Benny Randall Show on Wednesday about racism in America. And so in the same vein of discussing solutions, one word came up, it was ownership. And, you know, I, as a black entrepreneur, I run a marketing company called the SEO Queen, which is at theseoqueen.net. And I have read this book. This book came out last year by Dr. Devin Robinson, and it's called Blackpreneurship. And as I was thinking about what to talk about this week, I decided to pull some audio from Professor Devin Robinson. This is a talk he gave in the fall last year about Blackpreneurship. The title is, What is Blackpreneurship? Professor Devin talks about black sophisticates and more. So I want to share this interview. But before we go into the interview, let's hear a song about justice by Paul Miles. Thank you.
My family's been worried. They seem to be in despair. You see, at home for a while, there sits an empty chair. There's been a rumor been going around town. There's talk of something strange in the woods that the people found. Said, I'm so sorry that you had to see. They found a black man hanging from a tree. And it was me. Now there have been stories about my life. You see, I was no angel. A lot of things I didn't do quite right. Spent time in prison, and I paid for my crimes. There's some on the outside thinking I should still get mine. Said, I'm so sorry that you had to see. They found a black man hanging from a tree. Mama, I know you feel so sad. Yes, it hurt at first, but now, Mama, oh, it ain't so bad, bad, bad. Call out to Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Then I felt my spirit let my body go. Please forgive me all the wrong I did do. Seems that my judgment day has come on through. Said, I'm so sorry that you had to see. They found a black man hanging from a tree. And it was me. I was hanging from a tree. I was hanging so the world could see. I was hanging from that tree. Now why did they do that?
you had to see. Woo! They found a black man hanging from a tree. From that tree. And it was me.
So what is Blackpreneurship? A lot of people want to know. Blackpreneurship is pretty simple. It's entrepreneurs doing business or commerce for the exploitation of economic gain, growth or economic prosperity, financial gain, while being black. Now, for many people, they would want to say that, well, there's no such thing as Blackpreneurship, but entrepreneurship is the same. We talk about this kind of stuff all the time. When entrepreneurs go out there and then they hit these roadblocks. But here's the thing that you need to understand. Racism doesn't stop because you start doing business. So in America, we have a culture of blacks are inferior, you know, all this good stuff. I can go through the whole list of why we have laws for black people, civil rights and all that stuff is because there's an institution, an old guard that believes that blacks are inferior. So what does that mean? It has become a problem, not just externally for people coming towards black, is that it has also become a problem for the internal black community. And let me just kind of give you some examples. One, so if you're a black entrepreneur and you're in business, there's this pressure or this immediate thing from the black community is, what are you going to do for my business? Once you set up your business, it's like, well, what are you going to do for our community? Or you're going to sponsor, you're going to mentor, you're going to give back. That's not a thing that happens when you see a company like a CVS, a Walmart, a Target, or any of those bigger mainstream businesses set up, a Chick-fil-A, or you don't hear that kind of stuff. Another thing is you would find that individuals would feel like if there's turnover at a black business, all of a sudden it's bad. But the thing is, you go to McDonald's, you go to, like I said, Chick-fil-A, I'll just use the fast food restaurants because they tend to have the highest turnover. You go there and you're not really seeing the same people all the time. You even go to Walmart, a billion-dollar company, they all have turnover. But the difference is you go there and you're going there for that business and for that product, not necessarily for the people. So there's kind of like this, you know, we have a kindred spirit as black people, and we expect the fellowship and the building of relationships and all that stuff, which can also serve as a disadvantage to a black entrepreneur, because many times when we own a business, customers expect to have a direct relationship with us, or employees expect to have this type of colleague relationship with us. And those types of things causes a black entrepreneur to not be able to build their businesses properly. They can't be away from the business dealing with certain activities because customers may not want to do business with the employees that are there. And then employees may not want to perform at a high level because they believe that, oh, that the owner's not here and they should be here building their business. And they don't understand that building their business not just happens on site, it also happens off site. So some of these nuances of what we expect from each other really becomes a big problem. And of course, we have the bigger problems of not being able to easily get diverse customers, it's not very easy for us to get adequate funding, easy funding, or the lending institutions understand the dynamics of our business or the dynamics of our community. So then we have individuals that are underfunded. And then we have the culture of people in our community where we look at entrepreneurship as the backup plan. It's not the primary plan. So we go out and we take all the steps to be accepted by the larger community, the corporate community, the government community. And if we're not accepted by them, or we're tired or retired from them, then we seek out entrepreneurial activities. What that also causes is if someone does start entrepreneurial activities, it's hard for them to get high-skilled workers because all the black high-skilled workers are out at the corporate companies with the degrees and all the stuff that they have, the accomplishments and achievements, certifications, all that good stuff. And I call those the black sophisticates. It's a whole long list of things that blackpreneurs encounter that entrepreneurs at large does not encounter. It's not as simple as us having a great business plan or a great marketing plan. You know, we're looked at. We know we have to achieve way more in order to meet the standard in the eyes of some people. So, you know, blackpreneurship is a real study, and if you don't understand how to master that, you're going to have a tough time with entrepreneurship. So many black businesses fail what they think they fail because they're thinking they had a bad idea, or they did their best at it, but what they're doing is they're doing their best in their ignorance. If you don't know that how to master blackpreneurship or how it works, you're functioning from an ignorant place, and you're functioning from a naive and vulnerable space, and you don't know how to counter those issues, some that I just mentioned. Actually, I wrote 50 of them in my book, Blackpreneurship, 50 Obstacles Black Entrepreneurs Face and How to Overcome Them. And this is a book that I encourage you, if you want to kind of pace yourself and see if my program can really help you get to the next level. My Power Move, Power of Black, and the Black CEO online programs can help you identify and master those obstacles. Then just get the book, because it's a simple $25 book. You read through it, and then you understand the many nuances that does exist by clicking the link below, clicking the button below, or going to the 50obstaclestoovercome.com. That's 50obstaclestoovercome.com, and you'll be able to get this book. It's really a thing that we have to really pay attention to, right? Because the more we delay, the more we procrastinate, the less we're able to achieve in life. Because, you know, as life is a stopwatch, right? We don't know when our time is going to end. And the longer we procrastinate, the less we're able to achieve in life, the less money we're able to make in life. And I know, for me, I run into clients all the time, entrepreneurs all the time. We even get them funding, and then they start to question, well, where am I getting the funding from? Who's giving me the funding? And sometimes they get in their own way, you know, worried about, well, I'm not taking the white man's loan. But let me tell you something, taking the white man's loan is better than taking the white man's paycheck. And I'm going to let that sink in for a while as I move on. But black entrepreneurship is a thing that we really have to learn how to master with our own circles, with our own friends, with the community itself, and how it looks at us. Look at the people who are the old guard, who controls some of the industries that are out here, and how to deal with us with certain prices and all that stuff. We get the criticism of prices. I'll go back to that. We'll get the criticism of customers thinking our prices are too high, or constantly want to negotiate with you at your cash register, stuff they do not do when they go to Home Depot, when they go to Lowe's. They're just checking out. They're just ringing out. They're just leaving. And it's this type of behavior where we think like we can do just business with them, and we're not thinking about their wealth. But if we do business with each other, we're concerned about our wealth, right? So we're concerned about who's getting that money in their pocket. And it discourages a lot of black entrepreneurs from getting into business, because the criticism, and I mean entrepreneurship in itself is very difficult. When you're talking about competitors, the marketing, having a quality good or service, consistent good or service, that in itself is just difficult. But now you add the race component and how we're seen in America and globally, to be honest, that brings another share of issues that if no one is really addressing that part, when as you're learning entrepreneurship and business, you're not really going to break through to enormous success, legacy wealth, generational wealth. You may find some success, but it'll be mild, it'll be moderate. You won't be able to get a real succession plan of people coming in, working for you, taking over your business, you know, that kind of stuff. And to be quite honest, not all of us can be entrepreneurs. Some of us will need to work for businesses because we're not designed for entrepreneurship. So I say you either start a black business or you work for a black business. If you have the qualities and the capabilities to manage, to be efficient and provide quality service on the job, then find a black business that you can provide that to. Many of the challenges that we see are a huge dilemma simply because we're not starting businesses, we're not supporting them, and we're not functioning with that black business in the same way that we would function with a business at large. And those are some of the things that I mentioned. Like I said, there's 50 of them. I hold up my book again for you. Blackpreneurship is my latest book, 50 Obstacles Black Entrepreneurs Face and How to Overcome Them. Listen, I don't do a whole lot of videos because I'm actually running businesses myself. I have 11 of them, and I have dozens of employees, and I have the marketing and the burdens of all the other things that come with business. I too had to learn how to break through, and I lost a lot of money and a lot of time. And as I'm traveling the world and I'm researching and I'm paying attention to what's going on, I just don't think that black people should be faced with the issues that we're faced with. And if I can do my part to help black entrepreneurs get to the next level, the paradigm shift, the mental perception, if all you know is everything as an employee, if what you see as entrepreneurship is peddlers and hustlers growing up in your community, you don't really understand how to build an infrastructure and a system that really, really works and come across as just a business that happens to be owned by a black person, we got to get to those levels. But if you're not understanding that blackpreneurship is a thing that exists, what those issues are and how to fix them, you're going to be spinning your wheels. And I know a lot of individuals as well are waiting for the opportunities to come to their doorstep. You're waiting or you're researching, who's Professor Devin, who's Urban Business Institute, and you're looking for, well, when they come to my city, then I may go. And I'm like, you know, Harriet Tubman didn't wait for freedom to come to her. As a matter of fact, you don't wait for Disney to open an amusement park near to you. Wherever you feel that you have value or what you think is important, you get there. So if you're waiting for the opportunities to come to you, then again, your stopwatch is working against you, and eventually you're going to see the time run out, and then you're not able to achieve the things you need to achieve. In business, the average business takes about 7 years to stabilize itself. So you're running against the clock, like I said, and you really need to start, but don't start shooting from the hip. I did that. I lost a lot of money and lost a lot of time trying to figure out this business thing. I don't teach individuals how to cut corners. I don't teach individuals how to shoot from the hip or avoid competing with the big boys or whatever. No, I teach you how to become one of the big boys. I started my lending organization, and it's doing numbers as if a company, as if it existed for 5 years, and we're doing that in our first year and continuing to go because I've learned how to master business. I own retail stores, I own online businesses, I own original products, real estate, publishing where I get royalties. There are a lot of things that I know about business that I just feel like it's kind of like my duty to teach other people. But I'm going to teach other people who's willing to teach themselves. And I'm going to make my institutes a place where I can hire quality talent, hire instructors, hire teaching assistants and academic affairs, and that requires tuition. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh, how much it costs and how much, stop thinking you can't afford it because you wasted money. You wasted more money on less, and you will continue to waste more money on less. And this is something that you can't not afford to invest in because you're wasting time and you're operating off of your ignorance. So pretty much that's what I have to say. And I'm also suffering from blackpreneurship because, again, people would look at me and say, well, who is he? What does he wear? What kind of car does he drive? And, you know, look for all these different cues to determine if he's successful. If I'm not wearing the Steve Harvey suit or I'm not on Shark Tank like Damon John, we tend to start thinking, oh, well, maybe he's just another runaway preacher, one of those guys who don't know about business. He know theory, and that's all he know how to teach. Well, I tell you what, I do know theory, and that's what makes the Institute so well because I got 3 business degrees, and I've taught universities, I've taught retail management, economics, and business, many business courses. So I understand the theory. So that means I understand how to put curriculums together, training together, but I also have businesses for real. So when I taught my students, which I was one of the highest rated professors, and you can go to, I think they have me rated on ratemyprofessor.com when I was teaching, you can see my ratings there, that I do understand theory. But I was teaching my students how to go out and exploit entrepreneurship as well and be business owners. And that's what I'm bringing to the market, and that's what I'm trying to bring to you. All of the obstacles that we don't even know exist, I've had seats at the table. I have seats at the table, and I'm observing how things work and how things work against us in the commercial space, commercial buildings, commercial leases. And I see those nuances, and they emerge. And they emerge where I see that, oh, this is a blackpreneur thing. And then I had to learn how to master it. And as I learned how to master that stuff, I put them in my program. So go ahead, go to 50obstaclestoovercome.com if you want to get the book. My program, of course, is thepowerofblack.com. Or go to urbanbusinessinstitute.com to get signed up for the training. We have fully online classes. We have live classes that I still teach some of those classes. But I'm urging you and I'm telling you, you have a bloodline of people that still does not even exist and you don't know about them, great, great, great grandkids that would wish that you have seized this opportunity to at least educate yourself and function off of intelligence instead of ignorance. And I'm telling you, what I'm able to do in all my books and my programs is exchange your ignorance for intelligence. Hopefully I see you in the program, and hopefully I don't continue to be a victim of blackpreneurship for my own people. Much success to you, and I look forward to seeing you in my classes.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe,
stay safe,
stay home,
stay home,
and keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?